What a team. So, again, we thank each and every one of our brothers for assisting in that effort. On this morning, we have a young man to come before us. He has studied and prepared a lesson entitled, Stay on Good Grounds. Stay on Good Grounds. Reading is from the book of Luke, the chapter is 8, verses 10 through 15. Luke chapter 8, verses 10 through 15. When you have it, say amen. Amen. I still hear some pages turning. Mm-hmm. Luke chapter 8, verses 10 through 15. And the Bible reads, And he said unto you, It is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And they which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth, and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring forth no fruit to perfection. But that on good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience.
Amen.
Stay on good grounds, Brother John Cooper.
Go tell it on the mountain and over the hill and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Good morning, Lord's Church. If you love Jesus Christ, say amen. If you adore Jesus Christ, say amen. 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 It's good to be here in front of the congregations on good grounds. Amen. I just have to thank God for allowing me to prepare a holy and righteous lesson out of His Holy Bible, to present it to you this morning. And he gave me this message to stay on good ground. Amen. And even better, as we stand on good ground, God calls our young sisters this morning. Amen. Cogshell sisters. Isn't God good when you're on good ground? That's my lesson right there. All you have to do is be on good ground and stay on good ground. I also thank the congregation for continuing to keep me in your prayers. I know you're praying for me, encouraging me, always encouraging my family. Just continue to pray for me and my family. I also just want to thank our visitors who may be here visiting this morning. I may not know who you are at this time, but I could tell you this, Jesus Christ knows who you are. And he's given you an invitation this morning to hear his message. Amen. Now, I see there's a bit of mixed communication or confusion this morning, because those who are part of this congregation knows on the fifth Sunday is Youth Sunday. And I usually present a lesson on Youth Sunday. And I heard a couple of voices in the back saying, is this Youth Sunday? And this is not Youth Sunday. This is the Lord Sunday, as it always is. But I have to be ready in season and out of season. Brother Brown is out of town with Sister Brown, and he asked me if I had a message in my pocket. And I said, yes, certainly I do. And then that's why I'm here before you this day. Now, next Sunday, Lord willing, is Youth Sunday. And if God keep us and keeps blessing me, he will allow me to have a message for you on that day. Stay on good grounds. I believe a lot of us are familiar with the text, or at least this parable in Luke. And it's something that God had put on my heart this day that I want to bring to us all so that we stay on good ground. Just to give us some foundation out of the book of Luke. The book of Luke. Luke is a physician, and he writes a compassion and warmth of a family doctor as he carefully documents the perfect humanity of the Son of Man, Jesus Christ. Luke emphasizes Jesus' ancestries, his birth, and his early life before moving carefully into the chronological through his earthly ministry. Growing challenges to count the cost of discipleship. Those who oppose will not be satisfied until the Son of Man hangs lifeless on the cross. But the resurrection ensures that his purpose will be fulfilled. To seek and to save that which was lost. So giving you a basis on the book of Luke, our text this morning is out of Luke 8. And I'm sure some of us, or a lot of us who's been in his word, heard about this parable, but I want to share something that God has put on my heart and my mind to deliver it to you this day. If you look at verse 5, and those who don't read the scriptures every day, it's in red. And it's red for a reason, because Jesus is saying these words. He's talking about a sower, and he's talking to his disciples that was with him as he presented God's holy and righteous word and performed miracles. Now, I want us to see this morning. A sower went out to sow his seeds, and some fell by the wayside. And it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And his disciples asked this question. They said, what might this parable be? Now, these are men that was with him as he performed miracles. They were with Jesus Christ. Now I want you to see this. Look at verse 8. And others fell on good ground and sprang up and bear fruit in hundredsfold. We all see this, right? Jesus already spoken these words to the disciples. Well, look at this here. It says, and when he said these things, he cried. Who cried? Jesus cried. When he cried, I'm not talking about tears. I'm not talking about tears. And I want us to get this morning.
He cried out loud because he's sending a message. And this is what he says. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. Because he already told what the parable was. And he already knew the disciples and people that hears God's word doesn't do what? They didn't get it. So this is what he does going into the text. Look at 9. The disciples asked him, saying, after he cried this out to them, what might this parable be? So when you look at 10, going into our message today, look at this carefully. It says, and he said, again, who may be visiting or who don't read the scriptures daily, is go into red again. Meaning Jesus is saying this again. Jesus says, unto you is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Jesus says again, now the parable is this. He says it again. Now I want us to hear this message this morning, my brothers and sisters. The seed that he's talking about. The seed is the word of God. Now I need you to repeat this after me so that you hear this message. The seed, I need you to say that,
the seed
is the word of God. Good. We heard that and we said that. That's in verse 11. These are the mysteries. The seed is the word of God. Turn your Bibles now to John. John 1. And let me tell you why that statement that Jesus said is so important. John 1, and it's starting at verse 1. Everyone there? In the beginning was the what? The Word. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with Brother Cooper. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. Amen. The seed was what? The Word of God. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. Amen. Jesus cried this out because the disciples and those he preached to, those he shared with the parables to, did not get it. Look at verse 2 in John 1. It says, the same was in the beginning with God. Verse 3 says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. The seed was the word of God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Amen. Now look at verse 4. In him was life. and the life was the light of men. So now, in God was life through his word. We have life today through his word, his seed that he planted.
Amen.
Isn't that good?
Amen.
Verse 5 says, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. Now, let's go back to our original text in Luke. Look at verse 11, Luke 8, verse 11. Now, the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Going to 12, my brothers and sisters, verse 12 says, those that fell by the wayside are not those that fell among the thorns, for those that fell by the wayside did not hear the word of God. But the devil, O deceiver, got in the way and came between those that heard the word of God, so that the seed, the word of God, was trodden down on the ground, and the fowls, the birds, ate the seed, because the devil took the seed away from those that did hear the word of God. When he took that seed away, he took it out of man's hearts. They could not and they would not believe to be saved. What that is pretty much saying, that those that you come in contact with and share the word of God have no respect for the word of God. They're about the devil's business. We see those people every day. But it's our job to still tell them about God's holy and righteous word. Amen. But we're going to see it every day. I see it every day. I know you see it every day. Do not let that discourage you. Jesus taught this parable to the disciples. They did not understand it, and he had to repeat it again in a parable so that they will understand. So yes, those you come in contact with and share God's word do not want to be on good ground. But it's our job to share that seed. To keep sharing that seed, because that's what Jesus has done for us. Amen. When you look at verse 13, they on the rock are they that comes to God and hear the word and receives the word with joy. But this is what I don't understand it. They don't meditate on a word. They don't pray over the word. They don't attend worship service as they should regularly. And they don't be a part of the ministry. Now, I know you say, Brother Cooper, but that's kind of harsh. And I usually use real examples for us to get the message. And this morning, I'm going to use myself as an example. Amen. When I first became a Christian, I came up out of the water like the cockshell sisters this morning. Amen. But Satan, as soon as I got up out of that water, first thing I said is, I'm going to sit in the back and watch. As soon as I got up out of that water, because I'm saved. And that's what I did. I sat in the back corner of the church, far back corner, left. I'll come in with my coffee sometimes. And a sign be on the front of the door of the building, do not bring in food. But I'm in the back, drinking my coffee every Sunday. Then some Sundays I'll skip, because I was playing basketball then. Some guys would come to me, you want to play in the tournament, Coop? Yeah, I'll play in the tournament. When's the tournament? Sunday, I'll be there. No, not even thinking 1 minute. Play in the tournament. After service, a brother or sister would come to me. Brother Cooper, you would be great teaching our young people. Oh, I can't do it this week. I'm in a tournament. Maybe next week. Brother, sister, Brother Cooper, we having a fellowship over our house. We'd love for you to come over and meet our family. I'm playing in a tournament. Then sometimes I'll make up an excuse. I got something to do. I don't have nothing to do. And then I got real good. I got to work. God has blessed me. I wasn't working weekends then. But I'm telling, I got to work. Listen. I heard the word. I took it in with joy. But I didn't meditate. I wasn't praying. I wasn't living. I wasn't being a part of what God had in store for me. So guess what I started running into? I could call him today, Tess. But back then, headaches. Car breaking down. Getting in car accidents. Getting sick. I don't know. Where does asthma is coming from? I can't breathe. Going to the doctor. What is going on with me? Brother comes to me again in the church. Said, listen, Brother Cooper. I know you mean well. But you need to stay on good ground. You need to be here. I don't know what you're doing out there. But you need to be here. I heard that message, and I started coming to church. And lo and behold, I'm here in front of you preaching God's holy and righteous word. Amen. And in my mind, I would have been in the back, left. I know exactly. It was a comfortable seat, too. With my coffee. Nice and sweet. That was my plan. But God has a different plan, because God has a seed. And he has that same seed in every one of us. I don't know what God has done to you or how he's encouraged you. But I'm telling you this right now, brothers and sisters. Stay on good ground. Blessings are coming. Trials and tribulations become a blessing when you're on good grounds. See, looking at verse 14, they that fell among thorns are those that come to God and hear the word and fall among thorns, which are sinful. Now, these are individuals that's, again, here, part of God's kingdom. Here's God's words. But then they get caught up with things in life. They get caught up with self-inflictions, pleasures of life. You know, you come to church, you come to God, you ask prayers, he bless you, and then you're out the back door. Then you get choked up with cares, with families who are not Christians, with friends who are not Christians. Those are those thorns that come in that you feel that you're more obligated to them than you are to God. Then one thing I know I learned, not reading God's word. It's so simple. When you do not read God's word, brothers and sisters, you are not on good grounds. See, you have to read God's word daily, weekly, and yearly. The reason why I say that, because those among thorns, those are the ones that come. They get a part of a ministry. They do some work. 3 months later, they're gone. See, you have to be on praying grounds. You have to continue to read God's word. Then when you read God's word, you share it with others. Amen. That's why I thank God for giving me the gift to present his holy and righteous word with you. But even better, to share it with young people. I have nothing against you, elders and brothers and sisters. I love you. But when we say this is good for you as an adult, sometimes you look at another adult like they're crazy. With young people, you go, this is good for you. At least the child will go, well, what is that? And then they may say, is it good? I'll try it. See, the devil understands that. That's how the devil snatch our young kids. Because the devil presents something to our children and they ask them out of innocence, out of their hearts, they ask the same thing. The devil takes advantage of that because he don't want our children on good ground. So it's our job as adults to be around our children, lay good ground through God's holy and righteous word. That's the only way. Jesus done it for us. Amen. And it's working, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Amen. It's working. See, during time of temptation, we get weak. We're not on
yes, sir,
good grounds.
Yes,
sir. We fall away. Listen, look at it as a blessing coming your way. It's something that God has put in there for you. As long as you're on his word, you can share it with somebody else because you're going to bless them. You see in our scriptures on 15, and this is why I love God, but on good ground, amen, on good ground, are they? Jesus is still talking here. When you look at 15, it's in red. But on good ground are they which in an honest and good heart. Amen. That's hard to do, be honest and good. Because when you're struggling, you don't want nobody else to know you're struggling. But when you have an honest and good heart, you will say, I'm going through something, but Jesus is going to get me through it. I know he is. When? I don't know. But he's going to get me through. Watch me as I go through whatever I'm going through. But then old Satan comes in there He don't give you a struggle. He gives you what you think is a blessing. You know, you have a Christian, life is good. I'm living nice, got a nice job, nice car. All my bills are being paid. That's Satan messing you all up. Because what are you doing in the church? I'm going to church when I want to. Everybody knows I'm doing well. But are you thanking God for your blessing? No, it's about me, me, me. But when you're on good ground and God bless you with those things, you share those with others. You share those, and then you can say, listen, if God takes this away from me, I'm still okay. You ever see somebody say that? I'm okay because I still got the word of God. Now, my wife's not here. But I remember one time we was going through some just a tough time, and I said to her, if God takes our house, takes our cars, and then I dropped to my knees. I said, even if he takes my children, I got the word. I am still about God's business. She dropped down right next to me. But that's when I knew I'm on solid ground. God is good. I'm here today. I got a house. I got some raggedy trucks. Right? They guzzle a lot of gas. I can help take people here and there. I take our kids. I pick them up. We have a good time. I'm blessed. God is good. I don't know what you're going through, but if you are honest and good in heart, God is going to take care of you as long as you stay on good ground. Keep God's word. God is going to bless you when the blessings come. Do not put down God's holy and righteous word. How hard is it to open his word and just read the scripture? Read this scripture. But that on good ground are they which in an honest and good heart. God is going to bless you. When you read, you bring fruit. You bring fruit to your family. You bring fruit to God's church through his ministry. And then this is what tough. This is my toughest test, which is in the scriptures. Bring forth fruit with patience. I don't know if you know, brothers and sisters, Brother Cooper was an impatient brother when he was in the world. I want it here. I want it now. And I'll go get it. Because that's what the world had me stirred up to do. See that? I'm getting it. Don't ask me how I'm getting it. It's mine. God don't want that. God wants you to be patient. God wants you to be patient. So, listen, Lord, I ain't reading your word every day like I should, but I want to do it every day right now. Be patient. Be patient. God will bless you. I can't read. That's a big excuse. I hear some people, I can't read. Sometimes I can't read some of those words. That's okay. When I first became a Christian, I didn't know how to pronounce Ephesians correctly. And when I read it, some people will laugh. But then a brother will come afterwards and go, brother, that's Ephesians. Ephesians. Thank you, brother. It's still some words in the Bible I don't know how to read. Some pronunciations. I'm okay. I'm reading God's word. It's okay. I'm going to the right source. Look at Romans 2 and 7. Romans 2, verse 7, it says, to them who by patience, continuance, and well-doing seeks glory and honor, immortality. Listen, our goal is to get to heaven. So eternal life. Our blessing is to get to heaven. We have to be patient. We have to be about God's holy and righteous word, and our blessing will be heaven, eternal life. God loves us enough that he gave his only begotten son. Why can't we love the Lord with all of our hearts and all our mind? That's God's word. I didn't make that up. That's God's word. Those that fall by the wayside, in spite of the claims of sins, Jesus is calling. Jesus is calling. And he came not for those who was well. He came for sinners. All sinners. Not some sinners. He came for that purpose. I was a sinner. Thank you, Jesus. The sinner in each and every one of us, God could turn that around. If we give our life to him, he put us on good ground and give us eternal life. Who here wouldn't want that? God has a plan for us. His plan of salvation. There's five simple steps in his word. Amen. We don't have to go anywhere else. In his word. Before I started this morning, we talked about the seed is the word of what? Here's his word. His first step is to hear. Did you hear his word today? But where does it say that in the scriptures, Brother Cooper? Funny you ask. John 6:45. It says, hear his word. Now the question is, did you hear it today? I guess I heard it. All right. Next step is, did you believe in what you hear? Do you believe that the seed is God's word? Do you believe that? Hebrews 11:6. You have to believe in what you hear. And then we talked about sin. You repent of all your sins, which is in Luke 13:3. On your own reading, you can read that in his word. Luke 13:3. Repent. Now, this is what I love God again, Jesus. Oh, you're so good. You repent of all your sins. He don't care if you robbed a bank, you murdered someone, you lied to someone. Whatever your sin is, he will forgive you for that. Now, when I first came into church, I thought it was little sins and big sins. See, now that's where I was all messed up. But I learned to give God all my sins and he forgave me. By the way, he knows what your sins are. That's why he sent his son down. Then you confess. Matthew 10:32. The sweetest name mortal tongue can say. The sweetest name. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You heard two confessions this morning. They said yes when they said, do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? And then those who were here, they got baptized. You saw it live. today. They got baptized, and this is important too, because when they got baptized, they were put under the water, picked up out of the water, a new creature, a child of God. Now, the reason why I say that, because there's some religions out here that just sprinkle water. They take a bucket or something and sprinkle water, and you're baptized. Or they take their thumb, put it in some oil or something, and push it on your forehead. You're baptized. Some don't even do that. They just say, believe in Jesus Christ with all your heart, and you're saved. That's not God's final step. You saw it live. Oh, sorry. You might not have been here. You can see it live. Someone could come down today and give their life. You can do it right now. That's what this invitation is for. To come down and follow God's plan of salvation. You could do that now. We're going to have you come if you decide to do it. Now, you might have been a Christian and you fell by the wayside. God is so good. You could come down and ask for forgiveness for your sins. Go to God for repentance. Isn't this good? You can do that, and then check this out. God will put you on good grounds. Now you just have to stay. Don't stay where you at right now if you know you got some stuff to the wayside. And sit up there, and we go back to that verse we talked about where the seed fell by the wayside and didn't have no root. Don't do that. Don't do that. You have the opportunity today to get on good ground. The seed is what, brothers and sisters? The word of God. If you heard the word and you want to give your life to Christ, or if you've been in struggles, you want to get it right. At this time, come to the front as we all sing the song of invitation.
I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the word's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have learned my sight. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. I am resolved to go to the Savior, leaving my sin and strife. He is the true one. He